Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now in Ezekiel chapter 41, which I will entitle Vision of the New Temple, the Sanctuary. Now, this chapter consists of 26 verses, which read like architectural specs, and I'm not going to read them to you. I'm going to give you two artist conceptions of the temple, and which part of the temple complex are we talking about. In chapter 41, that would be the sanctuary itself, the temple itself, not the surrounding courtyards. When was this vision given? Well, Precept Austin has it at 573. They're always a year earlier than me, so I would have it at 572. The date doesn't really matter. It's a good bit after all those other prophecies that we've read about in Ezekiel, which were just before and just after the destruction of Jerusalem by Babylon in 586 BC. Now, as I go through the descriptions of the temple, I'm going to point out how different this temple is from either the Tabernacle or Solomon's Temple or the Second Temple built by Zerubbabel and added on to by Herod. It's totally different. Not totally different, but very, very much different. So around the temple, there's an inner court wall, which I talked about in the last chapter. It's a thick wall, 6 cubits wide on the north and the south, and 5 cubits wide on the west end behind the temple. Now, as you walk in to the inner courtyard from the east end, you go up 8 steps. On each side of the steps are 2 pillars. You go up into a little porch. The height of the porch enclosure is not mentioned. There are 2 doorposts at the top of the 8 steps. They are 3 cubits thick, maybe 1 cubit wide. And you go into the porch as you keep walking east and you go through the doorway that goes through the outer wall of the temple. In other words, you enter into the temple itself. Now, the first room you enter into is the sanctuary, which was called the holy place in Zerubbabel's temple and Solomon's temple. There are 2 doorposts as you enter. Instead of a veil or a curtain, they're doorposts, 6 cubits square, which is pretty thick. So you go through hinged doors into the sanctuary, and you don't see the table of showbread or the 7-branched lampstand. It's empty until you get to the very end of the sanctuary, heading west toward the holy place, the most holy place. And at the doorway to the most holy place, there's a wooden altar, not a golden altar of incense like in the earlier temples. Then you go through a doorway, a hallway, I should say, going to a doorway. The hallway goes through 7-cubit thick walls. You get to the end of that hallway, you have some hinged doors with 2 square cubit doorposts at either end. And then you go into the most holy place, and instead of being 10 by 10 by 10 cubits, it's 20 cubits square. The height is not given. And then once you go through there, you hit the back wall of the temple, the inner back wall. Now there's a wall around the whole sanctuary, the holy place and the holy of holies. I'm using old terminology. I don't think that the terminology holy of holies and holy place is in Ezekiel's temple. But there's a wall all the way around all of this that's 6 cubits wide. Then around the wall of the sanctuary, there are side chambers, and that wall is 4 cubits wide all the way around. And then there's a terrace outside the side chambers, 5 cubits all the way around. When I say all the way around, I mean around the north end, the west end, and the south end. And then we go to the outer wall of the sanctuary. In other words, another wall, 5 cubits wide on the north, and 5 cubits wide on the west, and 5 cubits wide on the south. And also it goes along the first wall, the eastern wall of the sanctuary where the doorway is, 5 cubits wide there. Of course, it doesn't extend the whole way. It leaves a 10-cubit gap in the middle so you can get through to get to the hinged doors that lead into the sanctuary. And then outside the outer wall of the sanctuary, you have the courtyard of the inner court, 20 cubits wide all the way around. And the inner court wall is 6 cubits wide on the north and the south, and 5 cubits wide on the west. I don't know why the difference. Well, there's a rough picture of it. And I'm going to go through and give you some more detail. Again, the sanctuary is oriented east to west. You go in through the outer courtyard, through the eastern gate of the outer courtyard, and now you're in the outer courtyard. You keep going east, then you go through the eastern gate of the inner courtyard, so there are 2 eastern gates. Once you get into the eastern gate and through that gate into the inner courtyard, then you go into the eastern gate of the temple itself. Now, I described the temple for you, and I got to the back end, the western end of it. This chapter, verse 12, mentions that there's a building at the western end, which means this building runs from the outside wall of the inner courtyard wall all the way to the inside wall of the outer courtyard wall. It's 12 cubits square, and it's just called a building. Who knows what it's for? A building. Now, verse 8 of this chapter, chapter 41, verse 8, mentions the foundation of the temple side chambers. I've already mentioned those side chambers. They're right along the wall of the sanctuary. Side chambers, of course, is where the implements that were necessary to do the worship, the Levitical sacrifices and such, were done. And, of course, this is a review from the last chapter. You keep going north and south from those side chambers. You hit the wall of the inner court, and right butted up against the wall of the inner court are a complex of three stories high complexes, one on the north, one on the south, three stories high of priest chambers where the priests lived. There was a little walkway in front of those three stories of priest chambers, and then another rectangular building consisting, I think, also of priest chambers, but this building was chopped short because on the eastern end, there was a square room where the priest washed the burnt offering, and on the western end, there was another square room where the priest boiled and baked the food, the sacrifices. And so then in verse 10 of chapter 41, where we are now, the wall of the inner court is described. I've already given you the measurements. Now, we get to the part that of chapter 41 that describes in more detail the sanctuary itself. In verses 13 through 15, we have the inner courtyard, which I've already described. It surrounds the sanctuary. It itself is surrounded by an inner courtyard wall. I've already mentioned in verse 9 the outer wall of the side chambers, which surrounds the whole sanctuary. I've mentioned the terrace that's further inward from that outer wall that surrounds the sanctuary. Those are mentioned in verses 9 and 11. I've also mentioned that you have to go through two temple doors in order to get from the eastern gate structure into the sanctuary. There were two doorposts built to handle the leaves of that door, 2 6-square-cubit doorposts. Those doors were bifold, and they had cherubim and trees carved into them. We read in verses 23 through 25. I've already mentioned the wooden altar, or the wooden table perhaps, depending on how you translate it, in verse 22. That's right before you go into the most holy place, or the inner sanctuary, which is described in verses 3 through 4. Now, I realize that a verbal description of this is not really adequate. You need to look at the pictures. I have them enclosed in my notes, which you can download for free from the internet, www.prettygoodbiblestudies.org. Go to the upper right portion of the webpage and you will see how you can download my notes to this chapter, not only for this chapter, but for every other chapter that I've done in the Pretty Good Bible Studies podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are now finished with Ezekiel chapter 41. It's an easy chapter. We go now to chapter 42, which I will entitle Vision of the New Temple, Rooms for the Priest. See you next time. Hope you enjoyed this audio.